Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Please Mom Feminize Me Part 4, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. We ate on the patio that night and Dad was grinning at me all through dinner, but didn't say anything about Stan or myself. Dad, as a father, we all want our children to do well. I had hoped that Andy would join me and become a plumber. He became a girl instead, which scares me in a lot of ways. 1. Abigail is actually very cute, something I never expected. 2. She seems to have jumped into this with both feet, never looking back. Then, of course, there's 3. Stan. To see them walking along holding hands shook me to the core. Then I heard what Stan had done to Rancid. I'll admit that Stan is everything a father could want in a boy his daughter would date. But Abigail is my son. I didn't see one sign that Abby was the least bit afraid for me to see them together. Then, when she described what had happened, she sounded like an awestruck little girl. The fact that this rancid character who has terrorized the school for years was stomped to the ground by Stan only reinforced that there was no way Andy could have beat them off. He is simply too small. Valerie might be a good influence on Abigail, certainly better than her sister Beth. All I can do at this point is go along with this change and hope for the best, but she and her mother are repainting her bedroom and redecorating it to look more like a girl's room. I hope she learns a lot. 3 months is long enough for Abigail to find herself, but when she goes back to school, it will be Andy that goes. Mom, Abigail is confused right now. First, she had to struggle, then admit to first me, then her father, that she wants to be a girl. She didn't say it, but I know that she doesn't want to be a boy in a dress, but a real girl. We set up a test to call her on it, but she had her hair and nails done as if it were the most natural thing in the world. Then she wanted to repaint her bedroom, and now there is Stan. She's set high goals for herself, but she's scared to death that she will be discovered. Abby tries to cover her fear with a smile, but I know her father doesn't. I'm willing to bet that it was circumstance rather than an invitation that led Stan to walk her home. But when she showed up hand in hand with him, she looked as if it was the most normal thing in the world. And I'm beginning to wonder if we did the right thing. Letting her dress all the time, I mean, Abby is becoming more and more feminine each day, and that's scaring her father. I am very concerned. Abigail? Over the next few days, I rearranged my bedroom. Then Mom let me pick out some pictures from the ones she had stored away. All of them were of small bears prancing in the woods. This was definitely going farther than I planned, but I picked out the colors and the paintings, so I did not object. And the next day, I had a bedspread to match the paintings, frilly pillows and all. I usually wore jeans or shorts, sometimes no makeup, sometimes a lot, yet Mom said nothing. Valerie came over once and helped us decorate my room. We talked about Stan, her boyfriend Greg, and generally goofed off. I showed her some of the internet sites I had found that catered to boys like me, and she was stunned to see how many of them actually looked good. Some had impressive cleavage, a nice figure, and absolutely beautiful faces. Some were less convincing, of course, but on average, most of them could walk into a crowded mall and nobody could pick them out of the crowd. Valerie went home and I did some more searching. Then I stumbled across a site that sold everything I would need to convince most people that I was a girl. I quickly clicked through the various pages, stopping on the one that detailed what I saw and how to order it. I read it twice and had bookmarked the page when Mom walked into my room and saw what I was looking at. Oh my God, that looks real. It's a full panty, Mom. It's especially made for guys like me. It has a built-in sheath for my... Well, if I had one of these panties, I would be sitting down in the bathroom, just like you and Beth. I clicked through all of the pictures again. Then I printed out the instructions on how to order one to match my skin tone. Mom grabbed it, read it, then sat back, staring at me. If we let you buy one of these panties, you and I will have to have a serious talk about boys and girls. Mom, that's what your sister said, and she ended up pregnant. Mom, that's ridiculous. I can't get pregnant no matter what I do. That's true, but it says right here that love is possible, and that makes you just as susceptible as any other girl. Mom, I'm not Beth, I'm me. That brought her up short. Beth was a little wild and went out with some guys that Dad really didn't like, some of them secretly. That's how she ended up pregnant. I'm not sure she learned a lesson from it, but it's her life, not mine. and I refuse to be lumped into the same group as Beth. I identify with Mom or Valerie. They are the kind of girl I want to be. You're right, Abby, I'm sorry. This panty isn't that expensive, but we'll have to tell your father about it. Do we have to tell him I could make love? He'll go ballistic if he finds out. No, I guess we don't have to tell him that. Show me that site again, Abby. I went back to it, and as we flipped through the pages, she saw the other girls that wore one and looked perfectly real to us. That would complete the picture, wouldn't it? If she bought it for me, I would be able to solve a number of other problems. I'd like to have it, of course. Print the instructions for that page as well, Abby. I did as she asked, then I shut down and we went to fix dinner. Mom was the one to show Dad the pictures and insisted that I needed it, if only for my own protection, and he finally agreed. He also hated it. The next morning told me we were going shopping. I did my makeup, slipped on my gym shoes, and we went to an art supply store where we determined the exact skin tone I had in my groin. On the way home, Mom didn't say a word, but when we got home, she and I went to my room where I stripped so she could apply the gel mold to my lower body. It took almost an hour to set. Then she carefully removed the mold. When we looked at it, there was a perfect replica of my lower body embedded in the gel. Then she took my natural waist and hip measurements, wrote them down, and we decided together what the ideal figure would be for me. Beth wears a 36, just like Mom, so Mom thought that I should be the same size. When we were done, we had decided that I should be 34-25-35. I'll pack these up and send them. You get dressed. I don't know how he managed it, but Stan found my number and called that night. Dad answered the phone and handed it to me. Stan wanted to take me to a show on Friday night. In my heart, I was sure he would call me. Now all I had to do was respond, and I did. I agreed, then he said he would be over at 7 to get me. Friday is 3 days away. I told Mom, but not Dad. I didn't think he was ready for me to be dating a boy. All I had to do was convince him, and I had 3 days to manage it. I was more than surprised when I heard the doorbell ring Thursday afternoon. Then I saw the delivery truck. I signed for the box, saw it was addressed to me, and quickly went to my room so I could open it in private. Inside, I found the panty Mom and I had ordered. I went to find Mom, then she and I went back to my room. After reading the instructions twice, she used the included adhesive to attach the panty. It was hard to get on, but we managed. The upper edge at my waist was glued in place, then, when we were done, I stood in front of the mirror and looked. The skin color on the panty were a perfect match for my own skin, and even up close, it was very hard to tell if it was me or latex, silicone, and glue. I think we can convince your father now, Abby, if you want to do a little shopping, that is. I did, and I quickly dressed. This time the panties fit me like they are supposed to. The bra held me in just right. I slipped on my shorts and saw that they now fit me like they would any girl. I have a clearly defined groin area that tapers to a wedge between my legs, breasts that bounced a little when I walked. Between the partial breast forms, which made it look as if I actually had breasts, and the panty, there's no sign that I was a male anywhere. Mom saw me grinning and simply told me to get in the car. What Mom had in mind was a powder blue baby doll set that was so sheer, it would be like wearing a vaporous cloud around myself. If I wore the panties, my groin would be hidden, of course, but as soon as we bought it, I knew that I wasn't going to wear them. I three was getting to be as sneaky as Mom. The minute we got home, I called Valerie and told her I wanted to come over, so I left for her house on foot. Her mother, who knew me, didn't say a word as Valerie introduced me. Then I told her I had something to show her and could we go up to her bedroom. Valerie led the way. Then, as soon as the door was closed, I told her I had something to show her, then I unbuttoned my blouse, took it off, and unhooked my bra, letting my breasts free. I heard her gasp even as I slipped my shorts off and yanked down my panties. The look on her face was priceless, and I quickly got dressed again while she groped for something to say. That is a really cool trick, Abby. Care to tell me how you did it? No, and this has to be our secret. Only me, you, and Mom know, and I want to keep it that way, okay? She smiled and agreed. Then I told her that Stan had asked me out, and I accepted his invitation to go to the show with him on Friday. Valerie visibly relaxed after I showed her my new attributes, and we both knew that we were going to have a fun summer together. When Abby showed me her assets, I was shocked at how much she looked like me. You would never know unless you were up close, or she told you. I was standing just a few feet away, and I couldn't tell. Abby was grinning as she got dressed, and I was now sure she was very serious about this. That afternoon, we stayed in my room talking, mostly about what she was going to do in the future. She said she didn't know, but she doesn't want to give up Abigail under any circumstance, and I'm beginning to wonder if I want her to stay as well. Abigail? That night after dinner, when Mom winked at me, I went to my room and slipped on the baby doll and robe set. I wore Beth's old bunny slippers, slipped the robe on but didn't fasten the sash, and went down the stairs and into the family room. Dad looked up, his eyes growing wide when he saw my breasts clearly defined by the wisp of thin material. I watched as his eyes moved down and the tapering hair on my groin stood out, the thin slit that defined my new reality not seen, but evidently there. His mouth opened, then closed, then opened again. Before he could say anything, Mom told him that she and I had made a few changes in order to make it easier for me to fit in and be more comfortable in public. Of course, he knew about the panty, we had told him, but he didn't see what he thought of as a panty, and that's what disturbed him. We had not told him about the breast forms, so of course he was shocked to see that I now had breasts. After he quit staring at me, I casually mentioned that Stan was taking me to the show tomorrow. I expected something, but all I got was a shrug. He gave up, I think, or he was still so shaken that he couldn't say anything. I started getting ready at 4 by taking a long bubble bath, shaving my arms and legs to remove the thin stubble that had grown back, then shaved my face as close as possible. I was out of the tub, with a towel around myself, when Mom walked in on me. In her hand was what looked like a bundle of car tie-downs, but thinner. Before you get dressed, I want you to wear this tonight. What is it? It's a sanitary belt. It'll hold your sanitary pad in place for you. Mom, I don't need a sanitary belt. Yes, dear, I know that. But this is part of being a female, and you might as well get used to it since you'll wear one for 5 days a month, just like the rest of us. She handed me the bundle, but I could not make out just how it went on, so she showed me, clipping the tabs to the pad and making it tight against me. I felt like I was back where I started, with a lump between my legs. Now you can get dressed. She left me standing there wearing that stupid belt with a huge pad between my legs. I slipped on my panties, then went to the vanity to do my makeup and put in a few rollers. When I had the bra on, I pulled out what I had decided to wear. The blouse is gray with short sleeves, the skirt red, pleated all the way around and short. On me it comes to mid-thigh and showed off my legs just right, especially with the pantyhose. As I sat there waiting for the curling iron to heat up, it came to me. Mom has me wearing this sanitary pad, not because all the other girls do. It's because I have a date tonight. Most boys won't go near a girl that has one on. So I can only conclude that it's her way of making sure he and I don't do the nasty tonight. I finished my hair, slipped some earrings on with a necklace, and slipped my feet into the black flats. Some perfume, my new stuff, then bright red lipstick. I checked my purse, then joined Mom to make dinner. How does it feel? What? She gave me one of her looks. Bulky. It feels like I did before. You'll get used to it, Abby. We all do. And after a little while, it shapes itself to you and gets less noticeable. I said nothing more about it, and when Dad got home, we ate dinner. Then I helped Mom clean the table. Stan was right on time, and Dad surprised me by being so friendly with Stan. Stan's face broke out in a wide grin when he saw me, which made me feel warm all over. Then he took my hand and we left. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.